ACCA Audio Catechism, questions 37 through 63. Question 37. What is a covenant? An agreement between two or more persons. Question 38. What is the covenant of grace? The agreement God made with His elect people to save them from their sins. Question 39. What did Christ undertake in the covenant of grace? To keep the whole law for His people and to suffer the punishment due to their sins. Question 40. Did our Lord Jesus Christ ever sin? No. He was holy, blameless, and undefiled. Question 41. How could the Son of God suffer? Christ, the Son of God, took flesh and blood that He might obey and suffer as a man. Question 42. What is meant by the atonement? Christ satisfying divine justice by His sufferings and death in the place of sinners. Question 43. What did God the Father undertake in the covenant of grace? To justify and sanctify those for whom Christ should die. Question 44. What is justification? It is God regarding sinners as if they had never sinned. Question 45. What is sanctification? It is God making sinners holy in heart and conduct. Question 46. For whom did Christ obey and suffer? For those whom the Father had given Him. Question 47. What kind of life did Christ live on earth? A life of perfect obedience to the law of God. Question 48. What kind of death did Christ die? The painful and shameful death of the cross. Question 49. Who will be saved? Only those who repent of sin and believe in Christ. Question 50. What is it to repent? To be sorry for sin and to hate and forsake it because it is displeasing to God. Question 51. What is it to believe in Christ? To trust in Christ alone for salvation. Question 52. Can you repent and believe in Christ by your own power? No, I can do nothing good without God's Holy Spirit. Question 53. How can you receive the Holy Spirit? God has told us that we must pray for Him, for the Holy Spirit. Question 54. How were godly persons saved before the coming of Christ? By believing in the Savior to come. Question 55. How did they show their faith? By offering sacrifices on God's altar. Question 56. What did these sacrifices represent? Christ, the Lamb of God, who was to die for sinners. Question 57. What does Christ do for His people? He does the work of a prophet, a priest, and a king. Question 58. Why is Christ a prophet? Because He teaches us the will of God. Question 59. Why is Christ a priest? Because He died for our sins and prays to God for us. Question 60. Why is Christ a king? Because He rules over us and defends us. Question 61. Why do you need Christ as a prophet? Because I am ignorant of God's will. Question 62. Why do you need Christ as a priest? Because I am guilty of sin. Question 63. Why do you need Christ as a king? Because I am weak and helpless.